It's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles. It's 6 o'clock in Chicago, and it's 7 p.m. in New York City. Hello, everybody. I'm Mad Dog Scipio. Amelia the Pitbull Chapman is on assignment tonight. I am joined by Michael Armageddon Murphy tonight, Wrestling with the Future. We're taking a look at the Vince McMahon lawsuit and the fallout at WrestleMania 40. So, without further ado, let me introduce my esteemed co-host for the night, Michael Armageddon Murphy. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, Angelo. It's great to be back. I am Michael Armageddon Murphy, former pro wrestler. I'm here with Angelo DiCipio. Again, we're going to talk about Vince McMahon, the scandal, and the effects on WrestleMania 40.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's get right into it, Mike. We are in right smack in the midst of WrestleMania season, and this lawsuit could not have come at a worse time. Some people think, and you know how the conspiracy mind works in this crazy racket, there are people who believe that Janelle Grant purposely chose this time to pull the rug out from Vince McMahon. What do you say to that?
I don't know if she did it purposely. I think it might just be the circumstances at the time. I don't think she did it to affect WrestleMania. The question I have is, with this had gone on for so long, why did she wait so long to be offended?
That's the question. That is the question of the hour. What this? We're talking about something that she says happened in 2022. Now, that's 2 years ago. Why wait till now, 2024? Well, it's simple. To me, it's a no-brainer. She waited till the biggest WrestleMania. First of all, don't forget, it's a landmark. It's WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. At probably, what they call it, the biggest show of the year. What better way to get under Vince McMahon's crawl than don't forget as well, Murph, this is WrestleMania is Vince's baby. This is like his bread and butter here. And now, not only did he lose WrestleMania, they pulled his whole company out from under him. He no longer owns WWE. None of it. And he's not allowed to be involved in wrestling anymore. What do you say to that?
I think as far as Vince being pulled from WrestleMania, yes, it was his baby 40 years ago. He started it. But I think actually when UFC and the other organization bought WWE and removed Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
I think when he decided to really hang it up and retire, I think that's when it was really over for him. I don't really think he was in anybody's mind.
That's a really good point you bring up. One of the things I wanted to talk about was his retirement. There are people who say, again, the wrestling mindset, it was all an elaborate work. It was all an elaborate setup by Vince. In other words, like a wrestling angle. It's not like they haven't done it before. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I was going to say, if you consider,
he's doing elaborate works and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've done this kind of stuff before to us. Vince is notorious for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate more than
well, I mean, like I said, I mean, he's notorious for this. I mean, the whole getting blown up in a limousine, and
I was hoping you'd say that. I was hoping you go there. I'm serious. I was hoping you go there, because obviously he didn't. He clearly did not get blown up in a limousine. But evidently he's got money to burn. So, you know, you buy a $75,000 car and blow it up. So why the hell not? You know? Incredible. So right. Let's talk about this here.
Okay.
We have a couple of, we want to have people in the chat room as well. But we have the question of the night is, how will Vince McMahon's sex trafficking lawsuit affect the upcoming plans at WrestleMania? Will it affect it? Has it already affected it? Has it changed the dynamics or the face of WrestleMania, in your opinion?
No. I don't think it'll affect it, because his son-in-law, Paul Triple H Levesque, is pretty much running the show. And the ticket sales obviously haven't been affected, because it sold out in, like, what, 20 minutes?
Less than 20 minutes.
I don't really think the scandal will have any effect on the show whatsoever.
Yeah, 85,000 tickets in 20 minutes. Gone.
Yeah.
You can't, by the way, folks, Armageddon and I are like within driving distance of the stadium where WrestleMania would be held. If we wanted to go, we couldn't. We would have to watch it from the parking lot on our cell phone.
Exactly. I think you're getting for ringside seats are going, I think, for what, 7,000?
7 to 12,000 at ringside, yeah. Are you ready for this one? Yeah. Oh, the cheap seats are going for like 1,200, 1,500 at the top of the stadium where you can talk to God.
Yeah.
But they have tickets going, and you can't make this up, folks. There are tickets selling on Ticketmaster for WrestleMania for as high as $14,000. $14,000. And guess what? They're almost sold out. Actually, I take that back. I'm lying. They are sold out on Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster has no more tickets. The event has been completely sold out, and that includes the comp tickets, celebrity tickets, tickets to the general public, VIP tickets, and people who bought, all access tickets, to meet and greets for WrestleMania weekend. That's been gone for months. For months. I think in one respect, Murph, you're right about, I don't think it's going to affect the event itself, but here's the other question. How will it alter or change the storylines, the characters, or even real life events as the biggest show of the year rapidly approaches? What do you say to that?
How will it change the storylines? I don't think it will. WWE has been rated PG for the past, 10 years now? Since the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
So I don't really think, I don't think it'll change the storylines at all. I don't know what was going on with this, or what's still going on with this whole Rock bloodline. I'm still having a hard time making heads or tails out of that.
You're not the only one.
You know, I don't think it'll change the storylines. I don't think it'll change the event.
Yeah.
I think basically WrestleMania, the storylines, the characters, which the characters always change.
Yeah.
I think it's going to go on smoothly without Vince McMahon. It's going to go on like Vince McMahon never existed. He's going to be a footnote in the history of professional wrestling.
And you know something? He needs to be. I'm going to tell you why he needs to be. And I'm very serious. I'm going to tell you why he needs to be. Because his father helped create pro wrestling. And he single-handedly, in one fell swoop, destroyed everything his father created and turned it into a glitz and glamour Broadway spectacle. It's a Broadway show in a square ring. Instead of on a stage, that's their stage, a ring. And that's not wrestling.
Yeah.
That's showbiz. And that takes the credibility, in my opinion, that takes the credibility away. What do you think?
Well, I've said before, when I was in the wrestling game, I was a professional wrestler. I never was, nor was I or ever have been a sports entertainer. That's the difference between professional wrestling and sports entertainment. You take guys like Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Dick Murdoch, Arn Anderson, the late Ole Anderson.
Yeah.
They were professional wrestlers.
Absolutely.
What we have now is a bunch of guys running around, jumping off the ropes and all, and nobody's selling anything.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That's sports entertainment.
It's ballet. It's muscular ballet is what it is.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
And that's what it looks like to me. It looks like muscular ballet. Like, what? All right, if I want to see muscular ballet, I'll go to a ballet. I won't go to a wrestling match. I'll go to a fucking ballet. You know, because some of those ballet dancers are pretty jacked up.
I remember back in the day, they would call a match or finish a match because of blood. Then it got to, show the blood. Then it got to be a bloodbath. Now they're back to, well, we can't show that anymore.
Interesting. I got our friend Darryl Willie is in the he goes, hey, fellas, he's got a question. In the 1980s was the time for wrestling. NWA and WWF was top notch. And you know what, Darryl? We cannot agree more with you. We absolutely, you are 1,000% right. Let me ask you a question, Darryl. I got Murph. I think we have to ask Darryl a question here, since he took the time to join us tonight. Why? I want to ask him a question, and then I'll let you can ask him a question. But I want to ask Darryl this question, and be honest, Darryl. Has Vince McMahon helped or hindered the cause for sports entertainment or pro wrestling in the last, I'll say in the last 10 to 15 years. I'll put that window on it. Let's say 10 years. And I would love to hear what you think about that. And then, of course, I'll give Murphy a chance to answer. Go ahead, Murphy. Ask a question to Darryl.
Okay, Darryl. Who do you think influenced, as a wrestler, influenced professional wrestling the most?
He says that he thinks Vince heard it. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I think he decimated. Here's the one thing. You know, you and I, Murph, we remember suspension of disbelief, buying into the fight. Buying into that the Sheik was a crazy man. Buying into that Bruno was this strongest man in the world. Buying into superstar Billy Graham could beat anybody. We bought into that because we believed it. Why? Because we wanted to believe it. Here's he says to you. Daryl says wrestling was best with multiple wrestling leagues. He's talking about the territories. We're actually going to be talking about that next week, yeah. Daryl. The territory system is our topic next week, next Wednesday. Do you know that, and Murph knows this, but Daryl, did you know that the state of Texas alone had 7 full-time wrestling territories? Did you know that? There were 38, I'll say it again. There were 38 full-time professional wrestling territories in the United States. That includes Puerto Rico and Alaska. That's true. That's absolutely true. And I absolutely, you know, and he didn't know. And a lot of people don't under a certain age, Murph. But then again, you and I are like fucking older than dirt, so we understand.
I remember coming on certain days, and this was cable was kind of new, picking up GWO, Global Wrestling Organization.
Yeah, sure do.
And
I remember it.
Yeah, and that was all the way up here in PA. And I was able to pick it up.
Here you go, Murph. Listen to this one. Daryl's from San Jose, California. The Cow Palace. Here you go, Murph. The Cow Palace in San Jose. That was, and he's right, that was a mecca. Do you know how many stars were made at the Cow Palace? Crippler Stevens. Ray Stevens. Pat Patterson. The Samoans. Broke Cherry at the Cow Palace. Yeah. Daryl, you got some history in your backyard, brother. Absolutely. So let's talk about this. See, I
remember watching.
Go ahead, Murph.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we froze up there for a second. I remember watching Worldwide Wrestling Federation when I was a kid. Saturday mornings and afternoons,
yeah.
On channels, PHL 17. And I remember watching, and I could never figure out why the one very large gentleman in the front row during all these different matches, all these different weeks. And I wasn't able to figure it out till later on in life. It was like, man, doesn't he ever own any other clothes? Why is he always wearing the same clothes? Then I learned, oh, well, they do a month's worth of tapings in one shot.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll do like,
well,
you know,
I didn't know that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, they do like, you know, 5 or 6 shows during the whole day. Here's the thing. Let's talk about this because it's important. It's one of the things that you mentioned earlier really gets under my crawl, and that is the introduction of The Rock back into wrestling. I have a big, big problem with that, Murph. Explain to me why you think it's okay.
I don't think it's okay at all. I don't think it's okay at all. I think The Rock had his time. He had his moment in the sun. He had his feuds with Austin. And then he went to go make movies. Stay in California. Make your movies.
I'm with you.
If you come to a wrestling show and you want to stand up there and wave to the crowd and do your little eyebrow thing and your little, you know, if you smell and all that stuff. No, that's fine. Do it once in a while. Stay out of the storylines.
Michael Armageddon Murphy and myself, yours truly, the Mad Dog, weigh in on the ins and outs, the good, the bad, and the awful, ugly truth of what we think might happen, might take place at WrestleMania. I think And I don't know why I think this, but I still think that Cody Rhodes is going to get screwed. I don't know why, but I think that somebody's got a hard-on for this kid. I don't know what the issue with the Rhodes family is. You know, Vince McMahon put black and yellow polka dots on Dusty, thinking it was going to offend him. And instead, Dusty Rhodes became a multimillionaire wearing yellow and black polka dots. So, if you throw something at the Rhodes family, they're going to take it. They're going to take, as they say, Murph, they're going to take chicken shit and make chicken salad out of it. Your thoughts, yep, my friend, if you will.
Let me tell you something, Daddy.
Okay, Daddy.
I think Cody Rhodes is going to go over. I think the whole thing with The Rock joining the Bloodline, because if you'll notice at the end of each time that he's out there with him, at the end of each promo, they do the one finger in the air. If you'll notice, The Rock does this, like the loser insignia.
Yeah.
Kind of like sending a little message. Like an Easter egg, if you will.
If you will. In other words, is he saying, you know, my team's a bunch of losers? Is that what he's saying, or is he saying Cody's the loser?
Well, seeing as how Roman Reigns, his younger cousin, is the tribal chief, I mean, think about it. Do you think someone with an ego like The Rock is going to bow down to somebody young, to his younger cousin?
Not on your fucking life. Never. Mm. It will not happen. Here's the reason why.
And that's why his hand is like that.
Yeah. Yeah, with the big L sign. Here's the reason it'll never happen that way. And it's a simple thing. You already said it. The Rock, on a shoot, folks, on a shoot, Dwayne Johnson's ego is so enormous, his pride won't let him take second banana to anybody. He just won't. You can mark my words, folks. If you're a betting person, wager your money on this to happen. The Rock is going to be prominently featured in that match, either as a heel or a face. It may be the biggest babyface turn in wrestling history, or it's going to be the biggest, loudest fart ever laid in the city of Philadelphia. Now, the choice...
Personally...
Go ahead, Murph.
Personally, I think we're looking... You're getting ready to see the biggest swerve in professional wrestling.
That's why I said it's either going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, or it's going to be a big old loud smelly fart in church. You know? but the problem I have is on several levels, not the least of which the CM Punk angle. Now, CM Punk was originally slated for WrestleMania when he came back from AEW. They were already writing him in. In fact, I want to let everybody in on a little secret. CM Punk came back to WWE because of WrestleMania. That was the deal he made. He wanted his WrestleMania match. Okay, no problem. He's got the numbers to back him up. He's over like Rover. People love him. He knows how to draw seats, and he knows how to make money. No problem there. Here's the problem. And again, is it a legit injury? Or are they working us? Murphy, your thoughts?
I think it, I think it's a work.
I do too.
And I'll tell you why. When Cody won the Royal Rumble, okay, he's set to go to WrestleMania. You knew he was going to go after Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Okay. But they couldn't. But then The Rock came out before that and cut his promo. Well, do I want to sit here? Do I want to sit there? Do I want to sit at the head of the table? So now they've got a situation. Well, how do we work this out? Okay. So they had to do some quick moving around and shuffling around. They did the whole thing at the press conference in Vegas. So Cody chose Roman Reigns. Okay. Now, which I think it's kind of set up where The Rock is going to swerve on Roman, because one thing I always knew about The Rock is that he never talked about the wrestlers on other shows, other interview shows and all. Which this one is like, oh, Cody Rhodes this, you know, Cody Rhodes that, making statements on TikTok. He never did that. Now all of a sudden he is. Like it's almost like it's being overacted.
Well, plus, Murph, hold that now thought.
There's also talk. There's hold, also hold talk. That
thought. Yeah, hold that all thought, right. Murph. I'm going to ask you a question about that. You went into a perfect questioning area for you, especially for you. That press conference in Las Vegas. And what transpired afterward? Could it have been any more obvious that they were as over the top as they could get? They didn't even pretend to make it look real.
No. No, they could. They were so over the top that it wasn't even funny.
Thank you. No, I'm serious. We have about a 5-second delay. But here's, I want you to explain to everybody, especially from your point, because you were an indie wrestler on the indie circuit where everything's over the top. So explain to everybody why this is a bad thing. Tell everyone why.
Well, it's a bad thing because when you go so over the top, in the indie circuit, you have to be over the top because the crowd is right there. So you have to go over the top.
Exactly.
They were on a stage and The Rock slaps him with 3 fingers.
Thank you. Oh my God. That was, I have to tell you, when he did that, Michael, I audibly out loud laughed my ass off for real. That was funny shit. Oh my God. I laughed. I thought to myself, really, Dwayne, you're a better actor than that. Continue, Murph.
Well, I don't know. I saw the movie Doom.
Let me take my commentary back. Oh, Jesus.
Now, one thing I have been hearing, there has been chirping going around that Jon Moxley may be making his return to WWE at WrestleMania.
I heard that. I also heard something else that might interest you. I don't know if you heard this, but let me throw another name at you. The name Jon Moxley is being heavily, heavily pushed at the moment. But there's another name right under his coattail that's making a lot of headway right now, and his name is Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF.
Oh, yes.
What do you think? Now, I want you to take as long as you want and explain how these two guys are connected and why it's a good thing on both parts if it actually happens. Take your time.
Okay. how they're connected, at least as far as I know, they're both wrestlers for AEW. If there's another connection between them, I don't know about it. But as far as Maxwell Jacob Friedman, I've seen wrestlers come and wrestlers go. I've seen guys get their shot at the big time, and you know they're hot for 1 second, and then they fizzle out. Maxwell Jacob Friedman in professional wrestling is a breath of fresh air. He can talk. He can wrestle. I mean, and he has charisma. He can do it all. That Maxwell Jacob Friedman, or MJF, has what's called the it factor. You don't exactly know what it is, but he's got it. And I think if WWE were to sign him, the money they would make off of this kid would be phenomenal.
That's like, he is money in the bank, you know?
Yes.
MJF is money in the bank. Let me tell you what I think. First of all, I 1,000% agree with everything you said. Here's the other connection besides AEW. Both of their contracts have already fully expired. And to my knowledge, neither one of them, to my knowledge, that I'm not aware of, but both of them have not renegotiated with Tony Khan for a new dollar amount. What do you know about that? Yeah, okay. I was just going to ask you about that because I don't know if they were free agents or are they under some sort of a gag rule where they can't talk about it, or are they under some kind of a non-compete clause that you know of? What do you know about that, Murph?
Not that I know of. As far as a gag order goes, first off, we're talking about John Moxley and MJF. I don't think there's a gag order out there big enough to stop them. especially MJF.
Kudos John Moxley to Murphy.
Is the type of guy, if you tell him not to do something, well, what's the first thing he's going to do?
It's exactly what he's going
to do. Right. MJF went off on his boss on live TV one night.
Oh, I saw
and
that.
Totally brother. Ripped Tony Khan apart.
Yeah. And Tony sat there like a bitch and took it.
Yeah. Well, he's a mark.
That's part of the reason, but let's be honest. What choice did he have? Look at Tony Khan and look at MJF. He'll eat him for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He'll eat the guy for lunch. I don't care how much money Tony Khan has. You know? Especially, he's got a considerable bank load behind him. But if a guy wants to leave, he's going to leave. And sometimes, here's my thought about that, Murph. And you know something about this because you lived it. Sometimes it's not about the money. Sometimes it's about creative freedom.
Yes, yes. I walked away. I'm not going to say who they were. I was with an organization for about 13, 14 years. And I walked away one night because I didn't like the direction my character was being taken. And I was having a problem with another wrestler in the locker room. And it finally got to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't need this bullshit. I have somewhere else that I can go to, which at the time, and I'm going to be honest with you, at the time, was your organization. You and I had talked on the phone. We worked out a deal. And I said, hey, you want me? You got me.
And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I came over to you. I worked for you. We had a great time. We made good money. You know, that was it. I mean, sometimes it's not about what you can do or how much money you can make, but how you get treated and what creativity they're having with you.
Exactly. That's, you want to go to work. You want to make money, but you also want to have fun doing it. Somebody said one time, if you enjoy what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
Mark Twain.
And if you, and by the same token, if you don't enjoy what you do, every day is drudgery. Angelo DiCiprio. That's why I enjoy coming to work. I love what I do.
And see, that's why it, that was one of the reasons when I retired 7 years ago. Well, in a couple of weeks, 8 years ago.
Coming up on your anniversary.
Yeah. It wasn't fun anymore. Yeah. I was working with guys who were half my age. I had become that old man in the locker room, which I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
And the main thing was, it wasn't fun anymore. I used to go to an arena and get there. The show wouldn't start till 7. I'd get there about 1 in the afternoon. And I'd just hang out around backstage because I loved it that much. I had that much fun with it. But then it got to the point to where it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Too many egos floating around. And I said, you know what? I don't need this.
Here's a question I have for you, Murph. We mentioned this earlier when we talked about storylines and characters. Here's another part of that question that we need to address. How is the fallout of Vince McMahon's lawsuit going to affect the real life events of the people involved, still involved with the company? People like Brock Lesnar, who is still officially with the company. People like, what the hell is his name? I'm having a brain fart, Murph. Give me some help here. Lesnar, McMahon, who else was involved that they said?
Oh, John Laurinaitis.
Lauren, thank you. Johnny Ace, John Laurinaitis. So you have let's be honest about it. You have three very high profile, you know, well-known people here whose private life is being spilled over now into their public life. And it's not looking good for either of these guys to the point where Brock Lesnar has been taken off of all the WWE stuff that they can get a hold of right now. How is that long term? What do you think the effect will be long term on Brock Lesnar? Will he return, or will this be the nail in his coffin?
No, I think Brock is done. He already said that he would never wrestle again. And see, that's a sad thing because from what I've read and what I've seen of this, Brock didn't really have a whole hell of a lot to do with it. His name just got pulled into it.
Can you explain that, Mike, to everybody so they understand what's happening here?
Well, it was said that he was supposed to meet this lady, his flight got canceled because of a snowstorm coming from where he lived in Saskatchewan, and it never happened. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But if Vince McMahon is guilty of this, and I think we all know he is, what would be the point in bringing Brock Lesnar into it? It doesn't make any sense to bring him in. I think Brock Lesnar was wrong place, wrong time, for lack of a better term. Johnny Ace or Johnny Laurinaitis or whatever, from what I understand, he's always been a douchebag. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's the piece of shit from Get-Go. Johnny Ace. Now, you want to talk about two guys, two brothers that were as opposite as could be. Joe Laurinaitis, Johnny's brother, Johnny Laurinaitis' brother, was Road Warrior Animal from the Road Warriors. And just the nicest guy. Married,
yes, absolutely
nice, good children, a son in college. This poor guy died with no warning. He just died one day, right? And the world poured out his grief. When John Laurinaitis' name was mentioned in this lawsuit, everybody did this. I told you so. I told you so.
Well, John Laurinaitis being wrapped up in this is kind of like Rosie O'Donnell coming out of the closet. Was anybody really surprised?
Oh, shit, that's great.
I mean, come on. Wow, oh my Rosie O'Donnell God. Was gay? I oh, never would have saw that coming. You know, I mean, and not that there's anything funny. Wrong with that. I don't want anybody to, you know, stop writing your letters already, you know. But John Laurinaitis, it was basically, from what I understand, and first let me say, I met Joe Laurinaitis, Road Warrior Animal. Again, like you said, smart of a guy, easygoing, laid back. Yep. But his brother, if I was Joe, I would have wanted a DNA test done. Okay. I would have wanted a DNA test done, make sure that we were actually related.
Murphy's on a roll tonight, brother. Armageddon is on a roll.
Show me one person out there that didn't know that John Laurinaitis or Johnny Ace, I'm John Laurinaitis. Now, show me somebody out there that didn't know that he wasn't Vince McMahon's little lapdog, his little whipping dog.
Here's the thing. I want to – we talked about this briefly, but let me read something from the Wall Street Journal of all papers, right? This is from the Wall Street Journal. I think we would both agree, a very reputable newspaper. Check this out. Ahead of quite possibly the biggest SmackDown of 2024, one featuring the return of a heel executive, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, WWE is also plagued with the fallout from Vince McMahon's sex trafficking lawsuit, and which WWE executives knew about. The lawsuit, here's the part I want you to comment on. The lawsuit altered WrestleMania plans because not only did it lead to the downfall of Vince, but Brock Lesnar's alleged involvement reportedly forced the WWE to remove the top star from WrestleMania picture completely and replace him with the aging, quote unquote, aging Dwayne The Rock Johnson, unquote. Your thoughts at that?
I didn't even know that Brock Lesnar was going to be involved in WrestleMania. He was a free agent.
That way you go.
I mean,
you can find that, by the way, on Wall Street. Yeah.
Yeah, he did his match. He hugged Cody. He raised his arm. He went away. Was he going to come back? Who knows? Did anybody know of him being involved in WrestleMania? Not that I know of.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can, if you want to go to Wall Street Journal, the wallstreetjournal.com, you can find the full article. That's just, you know, one snippet, of course, but the entire article is there. I mentioned that to you because one of the things that we talked about is what impact would it have on not only the, you know, and I hate to use this word, but the fake aspect of wrestling and then the real impact on people's real lives. Because we are talking about something pretty horrific that happened, you know, and, you know, we want to talk about WrestleMania and we want to talk about what we think might happen there. But we also have to be real about this and say, at this point, is there any other damage? Here's my question to you, Mike. Is there any more damage that Vince McMahon can inflict on WrestleMania at this time?
No. No, the only people, the real people that are getting damaged in all this are the people involved. And unfortunately, like I said, Brock Lesnar somehow got involved in this. But look at his children. His children, now that this is public, his children have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Triple H's kids, his daughters have to deal with this, that about the grandfather. Stephanie, Shane and Shane's kids. Yeah. You know.
Let's talk about Stephanie. Her name was recently invoked in this lawsuit. Apparently, here's the connection to Stephanie. And how is this going to affect her involvement in WrestleMania, if any? According to a close friend of the late Ashley Massaro, who used to work for WWE, he claims that Stephanie McMahon knew of the Kuwait incident that involved several people raping Ashley Massaro and that she was threatened by the board to keep quiet. Do you believe that's a plausible thing to say? Could it have happened? And is that something that WWE would have done?
Could it have happened? Well, yeah, anything can happen. Did it happen? I don't know. Did Vince have it covered up? Well, he certainly got the money and the power. Did Stephanie know about it? Possibly, because you got to remember, when it looked like her father was going to become head of creative again, what did she do?
Not she resigned
and walk.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that. Stephanie McMahon, listen to this, folks. He's not lying to you. He's not lying to you. Stephanie McMahon, when she found out that her father, Vince McMahon, was once again going to take over the creative department at WWE, she immediately drafted up a resignation letter and left the office that day. Armageddon is telling you the gospel truth of what happened, that exactly as it happened. She turned her resignations and she said, goodbye, I'm going home. And that's exactly what she was heard saying. Goodbye, I'm going home. And that's she ever worked there.
Now take Shane McMahon. Shane was fired. Why?
Not taking his father's shit.
Exactly.
Shane was the smart one. Shane never wanted to be involved in the business. He did what he did in the business to appease his father. And let's be honest about it. Shane was known for taking some pretty crazy bumps because he could get away with it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, he could get away with that, right? And you know, he could get away with it for two reasons. First of all, he was a pretty athletic kid, number one. And number two, he's the boss's kid. Who's going to tell him, no, you can't do that?
There's got to be a line drawn somewhere like, okay, hey, Dad, I'm going to take a bump off the top of the Titantron.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Are you stupid? What? You know?
Define stupid.
anybody that's in the wrestling business, and these words came from Afa Anawai, Roman Reigns' uncle. He said to me, when I first started training with him, he said, learn one thing. If you learn nothing else in my gym, and everybody used to call him Pops. Yep, and I said, what's that, Pops? He said, wrestlers are stupid people.
Yep.
And I looked at him. He said, and I said, why are wrestlers? He said, wrestlers are stupid people because if we were smart, we wouldn't be in this business.
Exactly. Exactly. He's right. He's right. I look, yeah, I'm guilty of it too. You know, I spent years, I'm almost 50 years in wrestling, from setting up the ring to, you know, being a referee to going to having the late pretty boy Larry Sharp teach me a few things. And because he was a friend of our family and we knew him, he used to come into my dad's restaurant all the time. And you know, and we had, look, I mean, we had wrestlers. There were wrestlers all over the place. You know, you had no choice. The way I grew up, there was wrestling all over the place, right? So you had no choice to get sucked into it. But I will tell you that the late, God rest his soul, the late Roddy Piper said, it's a sickness. It's the sickness. He called it the sickness. And he wasn't lying.
No,
it's a sickness.
It's a sickness of the mind.
Shelley Welsh, Teresa Keiko said, he is guilty. So, yes. You know what, Shelley? You are absolutely, we talked about that. That son of a bitch is guilty as fuck. He really is. So, let me, Shelley.
Guilty? Are you kidding me? Ray Charles can see that he's guilty.
Exactly. Yep. But let me ask you a question, Shelley, since you're with us. WrestleMania, give me your predictions on WrestleMania. Who's going over? Who's going under? Who's going to walk out the hero? So I'll give you a couple minutes to analyze that while I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to analyze this.
Do you have sweaty balls or volleyball netty balls? It's time to make them ready balls. The Manscaped.com Lawnmower 3.0 will do the job and clean your knob with its patented no-nick head, so your head will function as desired. Enter promo code WrestlingFuture for a generous 20% discount. That's enter WrestlingFuture for a 20% discount. Manscaped.com and Wrestling with the Future, going balls to the walls with Manscaped.com. And the Lawnmower 3.0, your balls will thank you. And so will we.
Join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, folks. You can go to facebook.com/ What's the Buzz Radio. And if you want to see us live and in person, join us on YouTube. By the way, you can either watch it free or get the perks of membership. Join us for $2.99 a month and get stuff that you don't see on the show. the stuff that we save for our members, private interviews, one-on-one interviews. You get, by the way, you can't buy a loaf of bread for $2.99 a month. So join us here. We'll give you access to members-only perks. You'll have first dibs at the chat. You'll have one-on-one chat sessions with guests as we bring them on. And it's a great way to watch our show. Also, if you need to find us, there's one place to go, linktree.com/WWTF radio. Every link you need is there at linktree.com/WWTF radio. And we are WWTF radio 88.7 on the broadband radio system globally, broadcast around the world and live. If you have show ideas, you want to talk to us, you got a suggestion, would you like to be on the show? You want to come on and promote yourself? It's easy. What's the Buzz Podcast at gmail.com. Let's say that again. What's the Buzz Podcast? P-O-P-C-A-S-T. What's the Buzz Podcast at gmail.com. We answer everything that comes in. And this is What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast. And on the record, and tonight, you are watching Wrestling with the Future, and I'm Mad Dog DeCipio, joined as I am by Michael Armageddon Murphy, former professional wrestler on the indie circuit. Mike, how long did you wrestle on the indies?
About 20 years.
Too fucking long, you're supposed to say.
Well, if you look at my hair, that kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, pretty much, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, folks.
One thing I'd like to do, there's somebody out there, if you're watching, I just want to give a quick shout out to Vicky. Welcome to Wrestling with the Future. Hey, we hope you enjoy the show. Please keep coming back.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to do better than that. Hold on. Here you go. Ready? Watch this. Vicky.
Uh-oh.
Your name is in lights. There you go. Hello, Vicky. There you go. We're ready for you, kid. There you go. She's got her. You got to bring her on. Say, Mr. DeMille, may I have my close-up, please? That's fine. Well, I'll tell you what.
I think we're the only ones old enough to actually get that reference.
Right? Exactly. I'll tell you what, Murph. Why don't we say goodnight to everybody? This has been a hell of a show, brother. Been a great show tonight.
Yes, it has.
Join us every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for What's the Buzz on the Record and Wrestling with the Future. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday, it's What's the Buzz. Tuesday, we're on the record. And Wednesday, it's Wrestling with the Future.
Wrestling with the Future.
For Michael Armageddon Murphy, I am the Mad Dog. By the way, Amelia, wherever you are, give me a holler. I ain't heard from you all damn day, kid. So, and if you're still sick, get better. For Mike Murphy,
please.
I'm Mad Dog DeCipio. Take care, folks. We'll see you next time.